Another edition of Thinking Real Estate with the Schleckies from the corporate headquarters of Thinking Real Estate. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. For a Monday.
For a Monday. The beginning of a new week.
Oh, you think we should switch this show to a Thursday or a Friday to make it a little less like Monday?
No.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Can we make it less like Monday, that's for sure. Greg said the studio is open, Bill, but I don't think Bill will go into the studio until he gets his second shot, Greg.
I already got my second shot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If this is, you can tell we have a very close relationship in this area.
I forgot. That was last week. It was just days ago. So are you ready to go back into the studio?
Yes.
No, you got to wait. You got to wait 2 weeks after the second inoculation. So I won't go back in the studio until not next week, but the week thereafter.
Well, you can come in. You can come in, Laura.
Now, have you gotten your shot, Greg?
Yes.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have not. I am still,
Well, get moving.
Whatever.
Get moving.
Well, you know, I got a nice email from Henry Ford that says, hey, you can sign up for a shot. And I went on. I picked a time. And by the time I uploaded my insurance card, it was gone. So, there you go. You got to be right on it.
Greg, did you get the second shot yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you 2 weeks past the second one?
Just about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's a huge relief to get that second one, and I was very grateful to the health department for putting on this mass vaccination. So, yeah. No, it was really good. Nice to have that, and it'll be nice to resume. Normal, maybe semi-normal activities as a result of the vaccination. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it will.
Well.
So today I thought we would talk about what a real estate agent, I don't know if it's expectation. I guess maybe we can talk about what the expectations are of the general public and what the duties are of a realtor to disclose things that are going on in, around, or about a house. I just got done teaching a 3-day buyer agency course for the National Association of Realtors.
Well, let me ask you this.
What?
Shouldn't they disclose everything?
Well, if they don't, so my question is, if they don't necessarily know about it, but it's been in the news, I mean, I can give you one example. There was we did a road reconstruction on Franklin Street, and one of the neighbors was really upset because he had closed on a house, I think it was February of 2019.
Right.
The hearing of necessity was in December of 2018. He bought the house in February 19, and the road construction didn't happen until last year, so 2020. And he was upset because he didn't know about it. So who should there have been some disclosure about that? It was the hearing of necessity was in December prior to him buying that property.
That's up to the purchaser, isn't it?
Well, that's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah,
Bill, what do you think?
Okay. Well, from a legal standpoint, the question is, should it have been disclosed by the seller in the seller's disclosure statement? And remember that the seller's disclosure statement has a list of things that the seller must disclose. But then there's a catch-all, which says, is there anything else which adversely affects the property of which you are aware? So now the question becomes, is the fact that there is a future assessment down the road to the property coming that the seller should disclose? Now, when the hearing of necessity takes place, it's virtually certain that there is going to be an assessment. The only issue is the amount of the assessment once the municipality determines that there is going to be an assessment. So now, my opinion is, and incidentally, there's a case, and Greg, you're right to the extent that the purchaser has normally the risk, and there's actually a case that had to do with Great Lakes levels and the fact that they were coming up and that there was erosion. And the court held that, hey, look, even though the purchaser was from Iowa or Kansas or something, it wasn't familiar with the Great Lakes, the seller had no duty to disclose what that condition was. So it was buyer beware.
Right.
The seller's disclosure statement does, Laura, I think, contain a provision which says, are there any special assessments or something, et cetera.
Yeah, except for the way the seller's disclosure statement is worded on that particular issue is that because it's a hearing of necessity doesn't mean that it's a foregone conclusion yet. It's not a foregone conclusion until the council... in the city of Jackson in particular, I'll speak to that. The city council confirms the assessment. So, for example, we have property on Washington and 3rd Street. They did a hearing of necessity. Then when it came to council to confirm the role or to confirm the construction, it didn't go through.
It didn't?
No, it didn't pass.
So there was no assessment, even though they found that there was a public necessity and they did not impose an assessment? How could that be? Once they find
They didn't do the construction. Construction jobs got canceled I don't know when it's going to happen.
So there was no special assessment.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's odd because
the hearing of necessity is simply to... have people come in and talk and kind of get a feel for it, I guess.
Wait. So it was just a public hearing on necessity. There was no formal hearing or determination of public necessity under the condemnation statute.
You don't know.
All right. Okay, so let's go back. So anyway, Greg, if it's not an assessment, if it's not been assessed, and it's simply something which is known to the public through the newspaper or anything else, if a purchaser has a way of finding out about it, general rule is it's buyer beware. Neither the seller nor the agent have a duty to disclose. I think what Laura was getting at is the fact that, and understand that there's a statute in Michigan, the Michigan Occupational Code, and Article 25 addresses the legal responsibilities of an agent or a licensed real estate agent in the state of Michigan who is acting on behalf of a seller or on behalf of a buyer under what's called a service provision agreement. And a service provision agreement for a seller is traditionally called a listing agreement, and a service provision agreement for the buyer is a buyer agency agreement. So now you get into what are the minimum requirements and duties of each of those agents to their respective principals. But I think what Laura was driving at, or I think wanted to drive at, is the responsibility of a buyer's agent to know what's going on in the community, to be able to competently advise a prospective buyer, whether the buyer's from the local area or is moving here from out of state and isn't familiar with the local area, to be able to apprise that buyer of exactly what's going on, what the costs are going to be associated with that property, are there things happening with it, that sort of thing. Is that, Laura, is that where you were going with that, Laura?
Yeah, and what is the consumer's expectation? I mean, if I'm moving to Jackson from out of town, I would expect more of my buyer's agent than I would if I already lived here.
Yeah, but
even if I live here, if my buyer's agent, I expect them to tell me about any assessment, any and all that might be coming up on the property. Wouldn't it be up to the agent to make sure they inform their client?
I mean, if I lived in a certain neighborhood and there was a project that was being proposed, but it certainly wasn't approved or being done yet, what's the duty of the agent to tell the prospective buyer? Or even the seller? I mean, should the sellers, you know, if there's a prospective project coming up that might detrimentally affect the neighborhood, should that conversation be had with the seller? And then what's the duty of the seller to dispose?
Well, ethically, Bill, they should. But the agent has to find out all these particulars, right? No?
You're carrying the duties a little bit too far here. let me just tell you, and these are sort of broad, but under the this is actual statutory language that a broker or a salesperson who is acting under a service provision agreement is responsible for, one, exercising reasonable care and skill in representing the client and carrying out the responsibilities of the agency relationship. Two, complying with the terms of the service provision agreement. Three, maintaining loyalty to the interest of the client. Four, complying with applicable laws, rules, and regulations. Five, referring the client to other licensed professionals for expert advice not within the expertise of the licensee. Six, accounting for all money and property received by the agent. Seven, maintaining the confidentiality of all information obtained in the course of the agency relationship, unless disclosed with the principal's permission. So you get into the issue of, and if you, maybe I should back up a little bit. If you read a service provision agreement, it contains a disclaimer that the agent is not responsible for a whole host of things that are within the bailiwick of another professional. And so you have to determine whether or not the agent should have known about this particular fact. Is it a fact? Okay. In other words, is it an existing fact? Since a project is being proposed for a neighborhood, it's not a fact. It's not there. It's like a proposed zoning change. If I'm a purchaser and I need zoning to be in a particular classification, the duty is on me to determine whether or not that zoning classification now, or to find out if there's some proposal by contacting the municipality, is there a proposal to change it? But that burden is on me, the purchaser. And the real estate agent does not have the responsibility, for example, to verify that zoning unless the agent voluntarily undertakes that duty under the service provision agreement or in addition to the provision agreement. You got to look at what the normal duties of the real estate agent are. I think a lot of people...
Let me put it this way. If I was buying a house and all of a sudden after the deal there's an assessment, I would be PO'd if my agent did not inform me of that or seek out that information. To me,
that's why it's important to make sure you have an agent that knows the particular areas. I mean, okay. I don't
Jackson
County because I don't know Ingham County or Washtenaw County or Lenawee County or Calhoun County like I know Jackson County. And then I can even laser that knowledge down to, give me a property in the city of Jackson and I can, really help you, or Summit Township and Blackman Township. I mean, I can sell anywhere in the state, but my knowledge is in Jackson County.
You guys are talking about the way you want things to be and not the way they legally are. Because an assessment is an assessment. It becomes an assessment when it's made of record, when the role is confirmed by the municipality and placed on the record at the Register of Deeds. And it shows up on the title work. Now, to the extent that I don't believe that a real estate agent has a duty to seek out and find out whether or not there is a proposed assessment for a particular neighborhood where the house that's being considered by the buyer is located. That's not the duty of a real estate agent to go and seek out that information. Now, it's nice if the agent, if you've got it, this is why a real estate agent, or if you hire a real estate agent, it should be somebody within the locality because they will have local knowledge. That doesn't necessarily mean they're legally obliged to go out and seek that local knowledge, but if they have it, then they should disclose it. But there's not necessarily a duty to go out and find it. Does that help at all, guys? In other words...
Yeah, and do you think, though, that if a seller knows that there was a notice of... necessity on it for a road. This is the easiest example. So if there was a notice of necessity given or a hearing of necessity given on a project, and the seller obviously was given notice.
Received the notice. My opinion is the seller has a duty, not the agent.
Right. And so I mean, in that particular instance on Franklin Street, I actually contacted Michigan Association suggesting that a change in our seller's disclosure statement be made, simply because the way it's worded, it does not require that the seller disclose that at that point. But they certainly know that it's a possibility at that point, a strong possibility.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that at that point, but understand, there's no decision on that particular issue, Laura. It doesn't exist. But my opinion is, if a seller came to me and said, should I disclose this on the seller's disclosure statement, my answer would be yes.
Yes,
definitely.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got to lose by disclosing it, right?
Well, and the assessment may show up by the time you close. And now all of a sudden the purchaser gets really ticked because now there's an assessment that nobody bothered to tell them about.
Right.
And
right.
if you're the agent representing a buyer and you know about it, you're definitely going to tell the purchaser about it. And if you fail to do it and the assessment was large enough and they decide, well, they could just file a complaint with the state, with the licensing and regulatory agency. And the fact that you didn't disclose that knowledge you had could subject you to discipline by the state of Michigan vis-a-vis your license.
Would it apply if there are two agents involved, a buyer's agent and a seller's agent?
Well, the seller's agent doesn't have a duty to disclose. It's not the agent's responsibility to disclose. It's the seller's duty to disclose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm talking about the duty of the buyer's agent who knows that this potential assessment is out there.
Right. What if the seller's agent knows, but the buyer's agent does not?
Yeah, well, that's the buyer's agent's problem, not the seller's agent. So the seller's agent has no duty to educate the buyer's agent.
Got it. Are there other issues that a buyer's agent should be concerned about when it comes to disclosure?
We
know there's a lot of issues when it comes to buyer's agents, but...
One minute, Laura.
All right, go ahead, Laura. All right, hey, talk to you next week, Greg.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So let's talk what's on the market. There's the home I have on Carlton. It's a three. Actually, I have two houses. Both are three bedrooms, two baths. One's on Carlton, one's on St. Clair. The one on Carlton's been reduced to $263,000. It's got a main floor master suite. So it's a great floor plan with a nice pole barn. And the second one is on St. Clair with both bathrooms on the main floor, master suite, and main floor laundry. And that one has an oversized garage, oversized yard, and a great patio area. There's a lot of great features on both of those houses. And the one on St. Clair is $184,900. Vacant land on the corner of Cooper and Porter, $100,000, and that is a great spot for getting off of the highway and getting good visibility. And we're going to be listing our property on Skiff Lake, so that will be 8 acres and 250 feet of frontage with a 750-foot boardwalk, 7 feet wide. I can drive my Jeep. Bill can't drive his, but I can drive my Jeep on it, and he can drive his Mini Cooper on there. And that one has a small pole barn. That'll be available for sale in the next couple of weeks. But if somebody wanted to get more information on that now, they're more than welcome to call me. And then we have a couple of one-bedroom apartments available. So if you want to buy or sell real estate, you should be thinking real estate. Call me, Laura Schlechte, at 780-3800.